So now, from here onwards, these are the important questions that people asked Zengpa Rinpoche. The first one now, he speaks in also in Tibetan, and then I translate. But then later onwards, he starts speaking in English. It's very special English.
I was wondering if you could maybe say something about these first verses of the Wheel Weapon. Especially there's this line at the end of the second verse that says, "For heroes thrive in the forest of suffering."
First, I think it begins by saying, "Homage to three jewels. This is the Wheel of Weapon striking at the vital point of the enemy's body. Homage to wrathful Yamantaka." Then it says, "When the peacocks roam through the jungle of virulent poisons, through the gardens of medicinal plants may be attractive, the peacock flocks will not take delight in them, for peacocks thrive on the essence of virulent poison." That's right, is it? And so, likewise, when heroes enter the jungle of circular existence, though the garden of happiness, prosperity may seem beautiful, the heroes will not become attached to them, for heroes thrive in the forest of suffering.
And then those who avidly pursue happiness and prosperity are brought to suffering due to their cowardice, but the bodhisattvas who willingly embrace suffering always remain happy due to their heroism. So I try to have this attitude, but sometimes I don't feel like I'm thriving in the forest of suffering. Sometimes it feels very difficult.
So
first he's going to go on to, likewise, when heroes enter the jungle of cyclic existence, though the garden of happiness, prosperity may seem beautiful, the heroes will not become attached to them, for heroes thrive in the forest of suffering. Here, when we talk about the heroes, we refer to heroes, bodhisattvas as heroes. So when you say in Tibetan, bodhisattva in Tibetan, chanchup sempa, word sempa, chanchup is, of course, enlightenment. Sem means mind, enlightened mind, or the enlightened heart. Someone who embodies that is a bodhisattva. The word pa, which literally translates means a warrior, like a warrior. So here, hero means someone very courageous, you know, like a warrior. So like the refer to the bodhisattva, bodhisattva.
When we say
heroes, mean bodhisattvas.
Ta changchup sempa de da ngarang chya kirdang gitni de ta chik ta chupa de dig parmala ya kevar dog de yar e
changchup sempa de
changchup sempa de kirdang ngarang chupa de ya chura de parma kevar yar e.
And that there is a quite a big difference between the bodhisattva and us Dharma practitioners, by the way.
Janchu sempa de garigri sena janchu sempa de paratana kurvi nangla nebak zatta jiwas.
How does bodhisattva look like? That you can see bodhisattva, somebody is really in the samsara. So if you say, who is a bodhisattva? Bodhisattva, someone, if you look at it on the kind of more superficial, on a kind of like, when you just look at the, you know, he looks like somebody actually in samsara. Somebody ordinary, you know, in the world, like just, you know, just ordinary, somebody like in samsara.
See,
he's in the samsara. He's living in the samsara.
Ta kurva nangla tani nebi kapsa tani da kurvi dekila koran chakpa jegmare.
Even though he's dwelling in samsara, that he doesn't delight in the happiness and the prosperity of samsara. He doesn't delight in that.
Tendi yin yong di ngarang tsuk teni de jangchib senpa de ji de para ta na teni ji mang che wa teni de jangchib senpa de chimba ba yo mang yo re.
Many of the, like, if you look at the bodhisattva, mostly they are just lay people.
Yeah. Tendi yin de yin na teni lay people te te karang di na de di para ta na lay people de ji re de yin na ko di kurvi de ki la jemba yo.
But yet, even though he dwells in this, he has no attachment to, you see, he has no attachment to things of this world, to happiness. And yet, at the same time, he's not so fearful of the suffering of samsara also. Neither he is really attached to the delight in the happiness of the samsara, no, he is frightened or averse to the suffering and the difficulty. And the reason for this is, So you might say, how did this come about? You know, how is he in this way? The reason why he is like that is because Chanchut Senpa or a bodhisattva is someone who's really foremost concern, his really kind of goal or his main kind of task or his main objective is Yena Pemba, is to bring about benefit for others. So because he's focused entirely on the well-being and the benefit of others, and he's not at all concerned or centered in himself, of himself, so therefore he doesn't have the slightest attachment to happiness and comfort of the samsara, no fear or have aversion to the suffering of samsara, because he's not focused on himself. Just that, that's a very important point. Not focused on himself. It's made entirely, you know. It's like, you know, if I supply more commentary, it's like whenever suffering and, you know, happiness is there, it's like almost not his. He doesn't, you know, take ownership of that. He doesn't say, oh, my suffering and my happiness. He doesn't. He just has no fear. No fear of suffering and no attachment to happiness and comfort of the samsara. Do you understand that?
Namjun teni da ku gzen la pemba du de ji degib samlo de ma to rangi teni da kurvi beki le jen ba gam kurvi dumnar la teni da strahba teni la so pa samba di ta perche yo ma te me yong di ta korang pa wo di ji ta chang wa.
So because he doesn't have any thought of, you see, himself in a sense of a concern for himself, therefore he doesn't have any concern or like attachment to happiness and comfort of this samsara, nor have fear for the suffering and aversion for the difficulty of this life. So because he doesn't have these thoughts, so that's why he's called a warrior, courageous hero. That's why it's very important, you know, before we answer this question, the first, at the beginning, we must establish what a bodhisattva is, you know, to establish the basis.
That dindi yung di dindi power jiti yumsen karire zena.
So how did he become such a warrior or such a, why he become such a kind of, you know, warrior or, you know, hero? Then the in the second verse it states.
Dindi zengi dungar tamji rangi len. Rangi deva tamji mela tejigi. Dindi ki dindi da daji ngarang su namjun tonglen zayadi. Da dindi chikla dabgyo. Ngarang su tuyu jimabjin da. Njikten soso chi yogi mechik indi. Tongwa da kari tonggyo arisi na. Rangi mga wata, rangi mabdiya tamji di mela paratang. Migi chibu yawati da, migi deyati da, rangi tsura lenyati. Da ngarang su njikten soso chi yogi resi. Ta janchub senpa deg dele dohte. Tani rengi dungar te rangle rangu dewa te zela teba yondi te kirdang mechi le thugi amar. Ta mo pa wo chi de sem ko la ngune tani ge tani da jemben to ni ge sem bi kun ni hanzi de lib shangchu senpa chi men karo mechi te le thugi amar. The maybe in Bishan, then you shan't be sent by the power in Badate. Shan't be sent by the need. Then the young two gimsen the candle tungur is in. Then eh? Hton lay the jigitani, the naran so with any hton, say jitty, rang deva, zenla, tonga, zenji, dunga, dung, rang lamba, then they also by chair digitome, ta, then if only we are it.
So here, those who vividly pursue the happiness and prosperity are brought to suffering due to their cowardice. The bodhisattva who willingly embrace suffering and always remain happy, meaning that bodhisattva, you know, not like ordinarily, we, normally we speaking, that we want to really give others all the bad things, you know, suffering, and we want to keep all the good things ourselves. Rinpoche. But the bodhisattva is completely others. His concern is not for himself, but for the benefit of others. As a result, he's not afraid of the suffering of others, but instead, he's willing to take upon the suffering of others, you know, really, wholeheartedly, and give his well-being and happiness to others. That's the principle of Tonglen. So therefore, he is a hero, because he's not like ordinary, because he's really not afraid of the suffering. He's able to take on the suffering of others and give his well-being and happiness to others, which is like the Tonglen is, you know, Tong is to give one's happiness, well-being to others to give, and then Len is to take upon ourselves all the suffering of others, very much. And so the bodhisattva, on the other hand, is the opposite, complete opposite way where we ordinarily we operate, which is to take upon himself the suffering of others with compassion and give his well-being and happiness to others with love. That's something that ordinary person would not be able to do. Ordinary person would not be able to do. One has to be like a bodhisattva. So an ordinary person cannot take on like that, you know. Somebody who has really the courage and, you know, the, how do you say, the vision and the courage, and someone who's really courageous, like a warrior, you know, hero like that, is able to, you know, take upon himself, has the capacity of the mind, you know. And has in his heart of heart the real kind of the intention and wish to help, you know, benefit others, whose sole intention is that. So if you do not have that kind of thing, if you're not like that kind of bodhisattva, as an ordinary person would not be able to, you know, manage such things. Because of that, then that's why it's called a bodhisattva is a hero or a great warrior or a hero courageous. It's called known because of that. How did this come about? What causes them to, you know, be able to do so? Is that through the practice of Tonglen. Tong is rang deva tong, meaning one's happiness, but one's able to give, you know, surrender, you know, willingly offer, you know, tong, rang deva tong. Rang means oneself, deva is happiness, well-being, yenla means to others, tongwa is to give, you know, offer.
Zenji dungar tanga rang lemba, tindi?
Yenji dungar means others suffering, one is able to really willing to take upon himself.